Yes, troops, we are back, man. Episode 12. I'm in Greenock, Kieran's in Amsterdam.
Living at large, mate. Living at large, man. Do you know what I mean?
How are you, man?
Mate, I'm good, mate, but we're in we're living it good, mate. We're in a Radisson at the moment, mate. It's fucking swanky, mate. Do you know what I mean? It was funny, but man, see when we first got into the hotel, I know, mate, tell me about it, mate. Do you know what I mean? Like, I went downstairs to get like a fucking Kit Kat, mate, and it was like €3. I was like, fucking hell, man, like, what's going on here? But we walked in, man, like, do you know what I mean? Me and George, I walked into like into the car park, and George looked at me, it fucking smells like hash. I'm like, well, it is Amsterdam, mate. You know what I mean? And then just everyone that walks past, like, see what we noticed? It was like in the hotel lobby, everyone that walks past is naked, can make eye contact with you. And I'm like, everyone's just pure stoned that they're not, aren't they? But it's happy days. I've actually not been in the dam for ages, man. That's what I was saying to my mate Johnny. That the last time we were here, it was all just about festivals and just getting at your nuts. So it's actually quite nice to see the place in daylight for a change. Do you know what I mean?
Aye,
mate, we're going to go down to... so we're going to get the bikes, going to go down to Vondale Park, which will be good, man. I actually can hardly even remember Vondale Park, man, but then you've got the Van Gogh Museum right next to it. So I think we're going to go through to that, man. You know what I mean? Deal that kind of shit. Last time we were here, me and George had done a lot of the touristy stuff, man, but it was like the Science Museum and all that shit.
Did you go to the Waxworks?
What, Madame Tussauds?
Madame Tussauds, aye.
No, we never done that, mate. We might end up doing that today. We've only ever done that once, mate. We done that in New York, wasn't it? Aye, I've got Georgia sitting next to us in the I don't want to say anything, Ryan. She's like, no, that didn't fucking happen, mate. But we did. We went into New York, man. That was class. But I've never done them in Amsterdam. But did I tell you, just talking about shit like that, did I tell you that the bastards got me to do the fucking Berlin Dungeons the other week? Did I talk about
that? Aye, I'm sure you mentioned that, aye.
Mate, I still fucking have night terrors. Fuck that. I don't like it. Don't like that shit. Even like, mate, just anything scary, I just don't like it, mate. It makes me feel so sick. And it's like, you know that way that you get genuinely like terrified and that stuff and people are like pure shaking? I could just whitey. Is that, mate? I just get this pure feeling in my stomach and I'm like, I'm going to pure screw everywhere, man. I basically, it's actual criminal, man. But nah, we've still got about 6-7 hours in Amsterdam, man. Then it's a flight to China, which is going to be 12 hours. Which will be an absolute...
Right. So you're leaving the day? I thought you were there. Oh, right, aye, just one night, innit?
Aye, mate. So we leave at 9 o'clock tonight, which is sound, man. So we'll finish up this podcast. I've got a wee bit of work to do, man. I've got some of the guys end of month reviews today. And then we're going to stomp out and see what's happening in the land of hash and see what's going on.
Fucking too, right, man?
Definitely. Potentially, mate. Potentially. We'll see what happens. You're in the dam, mate. You see what happens, innit?
Exactly, you know, man.
End up hitting up your badging, mate, curled up in the canal.
I'm not going to China.
mate, imagine that. But that just gives me the fear. Like, imagine going onto a flight to China, stoned.
See, to be fair, though, I did get a flight back from Amsterdam out my nut.
Ah, fuck me, we've all been there, mate.
Mate, no stoned, like, just charging after a weekend of chaos when I must have been, like, 22 or something. But I'll no do that again, man. That was the ultimate fear.
Yeah.
I'll go then. I mind walking about Amsterdam train station, and we left our apartment Sunday at 12 or whatever, or 10, I can't remember. And the guy actually had to come and like kick us out because we didn't want to leave because we were all fried. And our flight wasn't until like 7 or 8 at night.
Oh.
And I actually... actually rented another room so that I could go and sit in. There was like 4 years. I think there was 4 years. I went and rented another room. Cost me like £100 because I just couldn't cut about. We were walking about. but no lawyers were right on it. But we were walking about, man, and like walking about busy Amsterdam, absolutely fried. And I'm like, I can't do this. Like, I'm gonna like have a panic attack. I'm train station. I think it was a train station, and I was busting for a pish, and I couldn't find toilets anywhere, and I was starting to pure freak out, and eventually found a toilet, man. That was like the best piss of my life. And then went and booked this wee shady room, like the cheapest thing we could, and it was like 4 bunk beds, and we all just lay there all day until we went to the airport, man. But
you just spaced it.
Good times, I just lying in a tap bunk, man, pure frazzled. feeling
it happens, mate. It happens, mate, because like we've done it a few times in Amsterdam, man, where like
you end up, see, because the flight's only like an hour or something, and you end up like getting the flight back up the road, mate, and you're like, I'm still at my nut, and you end up just doing the boozer, mate, after it, like, fuck it. You just came off a flight for the dam, and you're just sitting in, like, I don't know, the fucking local pub for your house, man, like, ah, fuck it, get a few pints, man, do you know what I mean?
Easy, man.
Ah, but that's that. We used to go to all the, like, the hardcore festivals and that kind of stuff, and when we were here, mate, and it was like, what a buzz, mate. I remember we done, like, so we've done, like, Tea in the Park and that in Scotland, right, and then we done stuff like Fatality and all that stuff over here, and, like, mate, the actual, we got bumped something awful for Tea in the Park. Like, Tea in the Park was a shithole compared to these things. Like, that's, like, what, Tea in the Park, how much was that again? Like, 200 quid or something for the full weekend?
Aye, like, 230, 250 or something.
Something like that, mate, right? And then, like, we got the Fatality ticket, mate, albeit it was just a day, right, but it was, like, €45. And it was, like, one of the best things I've ever been to in my life. Like, even the light show and the fireworks and that stuff, I remember, like Tina Park was, like, two fireworks went off at the end. And you're like, ah, what the fuck is that, mate? Do you know what I mean? I mean, it was, like, fucking something bought for, like, the fake fireworks shop, and that was it, man. But we get bumped rotten with all that stuff. But Amsterdam's a good place. I'm actually looking forward to just going out and get a wee bit of exploring done, man, before we fly tonight, man. But I'll be honest, I actually kind of be fucked the rest of our life. Like, it's
I don't even know, man.
What?
Who can be asked, though? It's just,
it's got to be done.
One of the things, isn't it?
Ah, you just need to date me. Like, it'll be pure weird. I'll be so disorientated because we'll be flying at, what, 9 o'clock at night. And then I think we get to China at, like, 6 o'clock tomorrow night in China's time.
What?
And then Bali, we get to Bali at, like, 1 o'clock in the Friday morning. So, like, it's actually only, like, as I think it's about 16 hours of flying all in. So I think back here, it'll be Thursday, but four, like, so back in, obviously, Scotland, it'll be Thursday at 4 p.m. or something when we actually land in Bali.
Aye.
But obviously, my wee head will be like, all right, what fucking day is it, man? And mate, I was looking at my training, obviously, we'll see how jet lagged I am, right? But fuck me, man, I've got negative splits and that to hit on Friday. I'm like, Jesus, fuck.
You need to just let yourself, because we spoke about this before. Obviously, I went traveling 6 months ago and got to Bangkok and started working, and I just needed, we actually slept for 22 hours. Like, gear yourself.
I take the recover.
Permission to fucking chill out, because it's horrendous, to be honest, but so worth it, man. But I'm to be honest with you, I'm no jealous of you flying, because I fucking hate airports now. I can't stand them, man.
Horrible, man. I don't even know what's going to happen, right? Because, like, I obviously, like, our boarding passes will get printed off because it's a connecting flight, right? But we've got Google. I think did I say this last week? We've got Google phones. I don't know if it's going to work in China. Like, Google's not a thing. It's not allowed. It's banned in China.
I have spoke to people that have been to China, and, like, Google Maps and stuff doesn't work. But I think your phone should work.
Still, man, you might just not get any. Like, it just might not. Like, it might be on, and you've got everything that you've downloaded and that shit will be there, but you just won't be able to, like, use it. Do you know what I mean?
How long are you in China for?
Mate, 3 hours. Like, it's literally nothing, man. Do you know what I mean? It'll be enough to find the fucking, like, a wee scan or some shit. Just having a scanner about the Chinese airport. Chips, cheese, and
curry sauce.
Chips, cheese, and curry sauce, mate. A couple of pigs and blankets, mate. excuse me, mate. You get any steak bakes?
That's good, man. It is good to experience different cultures, though. Obviously, I've done it for the last 6 months, and it does change the way you look at the world, man. Even, like, that's so cool. Like, I'm just going to China for a few hours. Like, that's so cool, man, isn't it?
It's crazy, mate. It's crazy. It's even, like, kind of like stuff like this, man. So obviously, I've been working this morning. I went a run around and about Amsterdam, which I've discovered, right? So over the past year, my new favorite thing in the world is to run abroad. Fucking love it. Like, you see, it's above anything else, man. Like, with my headphones in, without any headphones, with Georgia, whatever it may be, right? I just love running about in places that I don't know.
Seeing new sights, innit?
Well, that's it. It was like we were doing what I would have called a scheme. Nice, well, to be fair, probably not a scheme. There was a fucking Tesla parked outside one of the houses, unless that's a local drug dealer, right? But it was like, I said it was a scheme. George was like, he's got a Tesla, mate. That's his name, a scheme, mate. this is nice, mate. But we were running through the streets and that, like, and I was like, you would never see this. Like, you just wouldn't see this area and that kind of stuff. And it was like a wee park, but like a massive giraffe in it. And then see, when I say a massive giraffe, I'll actually send you the picture, mate. It was fucking huge. It was bigger than an actual giraffe, to be fair. I've never seen a giraffe, so how the fuck would I know, right? But it was big.
It's a giraffe in real life.
No, it's not just a giraffe in the middle of fucking some damn scheme, man. Just for the kids to pat, do you know what I mean? But Aye, it's just like, shut up, man. I think, like, not even that you take for granted and that, but see, just being able to do that, like, just go out for fucking, like, a wee 7K run in the morning with Georgia around about Amsterdam is just fucking sick. Do you know what I mean?
Don't get me wrong. That's so cool, innit?
Yeah, mate, it's fun. Like, it's fun. Do you know what I mean? And then, obviously, like, I think over the course of the next couple of months, I'll probably get sick of running, but I'm excited to, like, see different sites through running in Bali and all that kind of stuff, because I know everyone's saying going to treadmills and that, right? But I've spoke to the alien that, and I'm like, just send me through the Stravas you've done for the marathon, and I'll do some of them outside. I've messaged a local running club. Running club, aye. And they do, like, 5, 10Ks on a Sunday morning. And you'll be able to, like, you'll meet somebody who does, like, ultra running distances there. Surely. And then just connect with them and go, all right, what I fucking... shows the way, mate, so I don't need to run on treadmills all the time. Because, like, aye. 42 kilometres on a treadmill, mate.
That's just that is depressing, isn't it, man? Aye, mate, aye, figure it out, man. I actually seen some running clubs running about, man.
Did you?
Obviously, Changu is very busy, but if I know you've kind of booked 3 weeks there, so you're a bit stuck there. But even if you buy rent, if you get a bike, mate, and just drive out a wee bit...
Yeah.
Because Changu and that, when they be running about there, it's utter chaos constantly, man.
I heard that, mate. I heard this. I love the chaos, mate. I thrive in chaos, mate. Do you know what I mean? Controlled chaos, mate. I love it. Seeing Berlin, mate, I was like pure ducking and weaving, mate. I was like running through hundreds of people. I was like, I feel like fucking, I don't know, Spider-Man right now. You know what I mean?
Spider-Man on the ground.
Aye, definitely, mate. Spider-Man just hitting a wee 16K, mate. Do you know what I mean? But, mate, how are you enjoying life settled back in Scotland, mate? Obviously, that's been, what, 2 weeks now?
Man, I'm really enjoying it, to be honest. I'm very, like, a routine kind of person. Like, it doesn't take a lot for me to be happy, really. I think when I start trying to add in extra stuff that I don't need, or I'm in places that I don't really feel grounded, then I just end up feeling like shit, man. So, like, just being at home, to be fair, the weather has played a big part, because I think it's only rained twice since we've came home. I think I've been told that the day we got home was the day that the weather started to pick up, and it was pissing down every day before that.
Probably, mate. I can't even remember. Bye. Probably.
Aye. So, mate, it's been good, man. It's been good to get into a proper routine with the gym again and going out runs. Like, we're staying at Gemma's mum and dad's at a minute, and, like, she's in Greenock, but it's quite high up the hill, so it's like, mate, it's surrounded by farms, and is it's that... class. Wait till you hear all the animals we seen yesterday, right? I'll try and remember them all. We went a run yesterday up to a wee place near Loch Tom, the Greenock Cut, all that. It's all farmland, mate, like, no cars, it's quality. But we seen sheep, lamb, baby cows, so, like, calves, cows, big ones, big fucking belters, llamas, rabbits. Mice, robins, mate, it was crazy. Like, there's a lamb on Gemma's, like, farm road, and you just look at them and they're pure chewing and their jaws going mental.
I wish they could have seen what you've done with your jaw there, mate. Like, everything they could see, and you're like, their jaws are swinging.
Aye, man, it's good to be back out and amongst nature and just have, mate, that. Honestly, like, that is all I need. I think nature, the outdoors, and a routine and a purpose. Like, I'm working hard right now, training hard, and just enjoying, like, the simplicity of just working and training. I don't really need much else. I'm enjoying cooking my own meals and stuff again as well, because obviously when I was away, you're in control of your food, but you're not cooking it. Because you're constantly ordering food in Bali and stuff. I'm good, man. I'm in a good spot again. Obviously, last podcast, but the one before, I was like pretty, for a few weeks there, I was in a bit of a hole, pretty scunnered, but feeling back to normal again, man, feeling good.
Love that, mate. Absolutely love it. Did you miss cooking?
Aye, but I will admit that I've cooked steaks twice since I've been home, and I've fucking cooked them to well done by accident.
Oh, mate.
I used to be a chef, man. I used to cook fucking 40 steaks at a time. So I'm a bit disappointed with myself. I feel like I let myself down. We were at my mom's, and me and Gemma got a couple of steaks for dinner and just cooked them. The pan wasn't hot enough, never seared it right. Like, and then just cooked it too long, and I sliced it, and it was like medium to well done, and I like it fucking medium rare, man.
I like the blood coming out of it, mate. The blood needs to be coming out of it, mate. See, when you stick your knife in it, and the blood kind of like does that wee squatty thing. It needs to be like that, mate. You dip your, you know what I mean? Then you wee dip your chips in the blood and all that shit.
I was gutted with myself, do you know what I mean? Because, like, I'm not a chef anymore, but once you've been a chef, you're always kind of a chef, do you know what I mean? Like, I've done it for 9 years, or some people call, Gemma calls me a cook because I worked in the Navy, and we don't cook proper food, but we fucking day. But I, wee bit annoyed.
I go clearly off of your steak results recently, huh?
Exactly. It just shows you, see, if you don't do something consistently, you lose the skill, man. But it is good to just cook your own food again. Like, I don't know, it's just wholesome. Like, it's nice. It's a nice thing to do.
Peaceful, mate. It's peaceful. Aye. Well, I would say it's peaceful, but, like, if you've seen me cook, right, oh my God. Like, I can cook, right, but I am the most stressful cook ever.
I don't know why.
Like, I don't know, mate. See, I don't know if I just get overstimulated or something. But I just end up, like, just freaking out, mate, making, like, a stuff fry, and I'm like, it's too much happening, mate. It's just too much going on, mate. And I'm like, honestly, it's like somebody will tell you, do something, and I don't even with a fry, they are, would you got a stuff fry or something? But say, like, I don't know, you're making a fucking fry up or something, mate, and you need to turn the beans on, mate, you've got fucking eggs and that, and they go, you're just like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, there's a lot going on when you're doing something like that.
Mate, it's horrible, mate. It's fucking, but you get there, mate.
You're frying, grilling, boiling.
You're doing everything, mate. And I hate it. See, when somebody's there watching you, I'm like, oh, mate, you're going to just fuck off now, mate. I'll tell you when your dinner's ready.
Jump in and geez a horn, man. I'm struggling here.
Oh, honestly, mate. Honestly, it's funny about me. It's like, see that as well, talking about food and that. Like, see when I was doing the 12 weeks for the photo shoot, right? Like, I learned a lot, right? But I actually really discovered what hangry actually is. Like, I used to think it was just a cop-out for Jorda to be a bit of a bastard to me, right? But I actually do get it now. I actually get what hangry is, and I notice it's the only time I'm hungry now. I'm a wee dick. I'm just
very emotional.
Very emotional, mate. Aye, mate, that male period kicks in again. I'm like, I'm about to fucking lose my shit here, man. I just want a donut, mate.
Yeah, I love that. I love that male period, man. I think that's fucking brilliant.
Mate, but it's accurate. Like, see, every guy can probably hint to, like, a, like, 3-4 day period in the month, every month, right? But they're just a bit of an arsehole. Because that happens to me, mate, and I'm just a bit more volatile than usual. And I'm like, fucking hell, man. Feel a bit down, man. Just kind of like I watch Toy Story, mate, but I talk about ice cream, man.
Don't speak to me today.
I definitely, mate. I was like, a wee post. Cunts put the post up on Instagram. Is that feeling a bit tired? We'll reply to DMs tomorrow. Like, mate, nobody gives a fuck. I'm not even bashing, right? But fuck, it's hard not to, right? But see, when you've got somebody, right? And it's like, I don't know, right? It's like influencers that aren't the influencers, right? But they've got like an app or something. And they're like replying, they reply to their clients on an Instagram story, like, we'll reply to check-ins tomorrow. You're like, why are you putting that on Instagram, mate? Like, what the fuck, man? It's
calming, so unprofessional, isn't it? When people do that, when people talk about like their clients and it's like, right, I'll get back to you. And it's like, what? I don't really understand the thing behind that.
It's like, have you not got like a wee community group for that shit? Like, what the fuck? Do you think it's like just like, so, I don't know. People think they're busy or something. I don't know.
Maybe aye. There's methods to every madness.
That influencer life, but man, if you don't live it, you don't understand it, bro. Know what I mean?
Fuck that shit. But aye, let's talk about the kind of main thing of this episode. We do really waffle, don't we? It's mad.
Mate, heavy, mate. It's been 20 minutes, mate.
I know, man.
mate, we were meant to talk about it. I feel like we've made to spare us for about 3 weeks. we had an hour last week.
I know, exactly. So, like, the thing we wanted to talk about this episode is, like, what is actually the whole point of this? What is the idea behind this? And kind of why are we doing and the direction that we want this to actually go in? So, I mean, will we have a wee shot each?
Yeah, definitely.
You go first, then.
I'm easy, man. So, for me, right, the whole idea of this, man, was literally, there was two reasons behind it. One, I just wanted to do something with my mate and just have like an hour every week, man, just to actually have a bit of a laugh, chill out a wee bit, man, because like life is 100 miles an hour, and I think like what we can find sometimes is like we actually don't have an hour just to pure switch off, if that makes sense. Like you're always feeling kind of hankering about stuff, but as we just had a laugh there talking about going, we do waffle, and when I waffle on, I'm obviously not hankering about anything. So that was my kind of idea behind it as well, man. But then also the actual main reason behind it and the reason why it's called the Real Life Podcast is because we want to be like as real as possible, right? Because we do feel as if there's a lot of just noise out there and it's a lot of shit, to be honest. And then we also want to start to like bring on real people with real stories and real success and hopefully inspire quite a lot of people behind it. But like, it's not like just everyone and anyone that we want to bring on. We want to bring on people who have came from the ground up and they've done it like through their own accord. They've done it by themselves, or they've done it as a team, right? And I think like if we can get more people who are real and come on and tell their like raw story, no fucking fabrications or anything like that, just actually being truthful, it'll inspire a lot of people. Because like what I've become aware of, man, like seeing people hear of normal real life people doing like some crazy shit, then they actually start to believe it's fucking possible. So yeah, this might be something for like me and you, Ryan, to do like once a week, and we do get a bit of a laugh at it. But the way I want it to go as well when we discuss this is we want to bring on real people and inspire real people to do some incredible things.
Aye, spot on, man, to be honest. I think when it comes to doing anything, you need to, like when you're doing something like this, you do need to think about like, what do I get out of it? And I think you're spot on. Like, we get out of this, we have a bit of a laugh. It's a bit of therapy as well, because like you say, life's busy and it's like an hour every week where we just talk, and it's like going over your week. It's like kind of journaling, do you know what I mean? You go over your week, you talk about how you are, and there's not like one episode where, or there's not one time that we've done this that I've not came away feeling a wee bit more positive.
Mm-hmm, 100%.
That's what it's all about. So you're right, like that's for us, but obviously we want this to not just be about us, and everything you've said is spot on. Like, it's about getting real people on. So I think in the world of podcasts, get especially the kind of fitness space, we kind of want to get away from that in a way. Don't get me wrong, there's some real life people in the fitness space and inspiring people, but I think there's so many more people doing really cool stuff out there. Like one thing we spoke about as well, it's like getting guests on that have been heroin addicts that have built their life back up, like that is inspiring, man. And I think going forward, what we want is just to inspire people through what we are doing, and then get to a point where we have guests on that can also inspire people. And I don't mean inspire people to go out and run a 10k or whatever, like inspire you to become a better version of yourself, no matter what that means. Because there's so many people out there, man. And I think the issue nowadays is that people get inspired by the wrong people. People's heroes are the wrong people. You look at people on Love Island or influencers on social media, and they're no real. What we really want to push is be real, be yourself. Don't think you need to fucking become, or don't think you need to act like someone who's got a million followers or someone on Love Island. Like, I know some people like Love Island and stuff like that, but for me, like, that's kind of the opposite of the people I want to look up to. Like, the way the guys act, the way the women act, that's no real people.
Nah, no.
They're inspiring a generation. They're influencers, but they're influencing people in a very negative way. It's like, you need to look this way, you need to act this way, you need to have hunters or birds, you need to, like, do you know what I mean? It's just like, we
Shagger, winning in life.
Exactly. For me, yeah, that's no how you get success, man. Like, having followers and getting your tap off. But like, everyone has their own opinion. But I think for us, we just want people on. We want real people to listen to real people and be inspired.
100%. And I think that is it. It's like, even to touch on what you said about success, right? It's like everyone's success metrics are different. Do you know what I mean? Like, my main success metrics is like accomplishment, fulfillment, and time. Like, for me, that's it. Do you know what I mean? If I've got off here, then like money will come. Do you know what I mean? But for some people, it can be money, it can be fame, it can be like, I don't know, I don't know, it can be anything like that, and that's cool if that's what you want, right? But again, like, because of the way we shape ourselves and who we are, it might not tie in with what we're going to talk about. So that's kind of it, do you know what I mean? Mm. But I think as well, like, to kind of think about and to touch on how we want it to come away from the fitness side of things as well. Like, yeah, me and you are both coaches, right? And you will hear the odd plug of the extra mile, not even going to lie. You will, you know what I mean? Head to, obviously, my Instagram, Kieran Englefield Research, thank you. But it's that way, but like, I'm so much more than just a coach. Ryan, you're so much more than just a coach. So we would be doing ourselves an injustice before we're done with speak about fitness. Do you know what I mean? Like, Christ, I've only been coaching for 3 years. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've got so much, I'm 26, I had 23 years of life before that. Do you know what I mean? So there's so much more to it, and that's why we want to come away for the fitness game. And because the fitness podcasts are saturated, mate. No cunt wants me to tell you how to fucking improve your 5K in a podcast. Do you know what I mean? Just ask ChatGPT. Do you know what I mean? He'll tell you how to do it. We were talking about this as well, right? And it's like, now you'll get like somebody will like sell you like a meal plan and all that kind of shit, right? I was talking about this in the Monday reset, and I was like, going, it's not a case of like meal plans is what you need and all that kind of stuff. But if you want it, just fucking make it in ChatGPT. And like, we done it. Just after one of the guys went away and actually built out his meal plan on ChatGPT. And fucking, it was like punters are selling that for £20. I'm like, just download the app, mate, and just make it yourself. Mate. It's crazy, mate.
People do think that's what they need, though. But like, a meal plan doesn't give you a kick up the arse when you need it. A meal plan doesn't talk to you when you're struggling. Do you know what I mean?
I like that. I really like that. What is it again? Give a man a fish, feed him for a day. Teach a man how to fish, feed him for life.
Exactly.
That's ChatGPT.
That's a good way to finish up. But
ChatGPT.
Just for listening, everyone. Episode 12, man. Mental.
I love it. Right, always, man. Share it. Get your ma, your dad, your granny to talk about it everywhere, man. I want the care homes talking about this fucking podcast. You know what I mean? Devil, man.
Right. Cheers, groups, man. Enjoy your day.
Catch you.